Kaya FM podcast.
Us being able to understand who she is and her being able to understand that she's coming into a diverse country which is very loud, is very happy, and while we are working, we're still having fun in it, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I think also probably the players were afraid of her. Most of the players were afraid of her because, like I say, you are used to a certain kind of class of coaches that are in South Africa. They coach you either at club level or you've seen them and all of that. So there's that relationship. So when a new coach comes altogether from another country, speaks a different language, now you can't express yourself in your language as much because you must now make sure she understands what you have to say. And freedom of expression from most of us is difficult, even speaking the same language. That was also a barrier. And I think for me, what I found out was difficult is not being able to sing in the bus, being able to be loud and be who we are. That was disturbing for me, for one, you know. And praying, we were questioned for praying, you know, to say, do you guys pray every time you do everything, you know? So I think, like I say, the culture between her way of doing things in Europe and how we do things in South Africa and personal stuff that we do was totally different. And again, it was us not being open enough to say, but why do you suggest we do this, instead of also understanding where we come from and who we are and what works for us. Obviously the coach would come and say, I think singing makes you guys not to be as sharp, it calms you down compared to activating you to be awake and all of that. And sometimes you sit and think, but does it make sense or not? And now there's so many things to worry about. Do I worry about playing football? Do I worry about things that happen off the field and all of that? And I think being in that third and fourth place against Ivory Coast, I was sitting on the bench, and at halftime all I felt like needed to happen was for us to sing as much as we can. You were there, you know. I don't know, it was somebody, I can't explain the feeling. It was difficult for players to even exchange words with each other and say, guys, come on, let's talk about 1, 2, 3, let's go out. Then it wasn't there, and that was the most painful thing to see happen, and there was nothing we could do about it. Maybe I could do about it because I wasn't even on that field playing, but it was so tense, it was so difficult.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned to Kaya FM for more.